I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
King is up in Hartford this morning. What's up, King?
Boomer and Gio.
Oh, yeah,
King.
What's happening there, King?
Guys, Brunson's father works for Thibodeau. What do you think he's going to say?
Yeah, but it's not just giving him praises, the specific things that he's saying about how much he respects him. And it's also not just that clip that you heard Jerry play. It was back when Tibbs was on the podcast with Jalen Brown and Josh Hart and how they just, you could tell they genuinely really liked one another. So I don't think this is some sort of lip service by Jalen Brunson.
Well, of course it is. His father works for him.
So you think Jalen Brunson doesn't like Tom Thibodeau?
Well, I'm just saying it makes a big part of what he's saying, that his father worked for Thibodeau.
Yeah, I mean, I also think he busts his father's chops all the time.
Jalen Brunson's an all-star and an all-NBA player under Tom Thibodeau as a coach. That's all you need to know, King. Come on.
I know. It's silly. And by the way, Jalen Brunson isn't in a position anymore. He has far exceeded the role of someone who has to kowtow to a coach because his father works for him. I mean, this isn't like the 12th guy off the bench, for God's sakes. He's a superstar right now that everybody's catering to him.
Right, and by the way, the guy, you know, is severely underpaid in today's NBA for the performance.
And made that choice to do that.
Right, and he did that to come to New York to play for this franchise, to play with his dad, and also to have them be able to build around him as the point guard.
That's right. And that was one of the best decisions the Knicks front office had ever made, getting him here. Julio in Brooklyn. What's going on, Julio?
Hello.
Hello, Julio.
I just wanted to say that being an athlete, I never want to be substituted out of game. So, when you're talking about playing too many minutes, they want to be in there. There is no beef there. They want to be in there. There's no beef there, so they're not playing too many minutes. They want to be in there. Nobody acts out of game.
Yeah, I mean, Julio, I think that it's two different conversations. I don't think that when people say that Tibbs plays the starters too many minutes, it's because the starters want to be out of the game. It's the conversation of you want to keep these guys healthy. No one's questioning whether or not these starters want to play. It's just that you know playing these guys as many minutes as Tibbs had in the regular season over the years, you know, people point to that saying that, you know, that's why guys get hurt. So
yeah, but like who's talking about that now?
Nobody. Well, Julio, apparently.
Or Julio, I guess. But the only person that said one thing to Tom Thibodeau about playing a little bit too much was Mikal Bridges. And that was about 6 weeks ago.
Yeah.
You know, maybe give some other guys some run, which to me is unselfish again.
Sure.
It's the unselfish nature of the Villanova three guys. And by the way, Karl Anthony Towns gets sat down and he gets asked questions about being sat down. Should you have been sat down? Was there any controversy that came out of game two?
Not really.
Other than the fact they lost the game. Was there any other sideline controversy that you know, happens to these teams around here?
No, there wasn't, because it was just the Pacers played better than the Knicks did in game two.
And the player himself took accountability by not screaming and yelling about being sat down.
And then what did he do in game three?
Took it over when he mattered.
Yes. So, I mean, that right there, hey, maybe that's coaching too. You know, that's part of it.
Well, it's respect for the coach is what it is, which is the hardest thing at the professional level. And I would even think it's probably happening in the college level now with the NIL money and everything that, you know, the expectations or the entitlements of a lot of these players. But I think the Knicks are in a really good spot, man. God almighty. It's been so bad for so long, and they finally have stability. And that's what we've been talking about for all of these franchises around here. Like, I feel like the Mets have stability with David Stearns and Carlos Mendoza. Don't you feel that way?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Obviously, the Yankees have stability with Brian Cashman and Aaron Boone.
Well, and also, you know, you got to talk about the owners in those situations, too, which are good owners.
And by the way, You know, is anybody talking about Aaron Boone and firing him now?
Not right now, no.
Is anybody talking about firing Brian Cashman?
Not right now, no.
No, of course not.
Yeah, very quiet.
But yet, you know, for the calls over the years that have come through here and they said, we got to get rid of this guy, we got to get rid of that guy. You know what? Hal Steinbrenner did not listen one iota to the fan base or the loud, you know, probably small minority and small group of fans that wanted Aaron Boone fired or Brian Cashman fired. Hal Steinbrenner didn't bend.
That's right. And he's got a really good team this year again, and their plan B has been working up until this point.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Let's go to Barry, who's in Lindenhurst. What's going on, Barry?
Boomer!
What's up, Barry?
Not much. I just want to chime in. I'm hearing all the Thibodeau hate, and the Knicks fans have to be loyal to him at this point. Because who else is going to, like, say they were to get rid of him? Who else? This guy, we're on the top four, like you said. We're one of the top four best teams. I'm not understanding the discourse. I mean, listen, I'm sure everyone's been, like, question moments in the season where it's like, oh, why'd he do this? Why'd he do that? But, like, to not be loyal to the guy that's brought us this far in 25 years, I think that's crazy. So, I just want to know, who could even replace Thibodeau
people would say Mike Malone because he won a championship at Denver. But, this just drives me crazy. I've sat here for 18 years discussing different coaches, different general managers, and we know the ones that don't belong. We knew the ones that didn't belong.
That's right.
And this is one that does belong. So while he does have his detractors, just like Jalen Brunson said in Jerry's Cuts earlier this morning, it ain't me, I can tell you that.
No.
And he has brought a toughness to this team. You got to admit that.
Yeah, I mean, and there was a time in the Piston series where Detroit was more physical and they were getting after it. And I said, man, like, that's more of a Tibbs team than the roster that he has now. And that's interesting that is, you know, when they were losing a couple games to the Pistons. But they came back. They won that series. They beat the friggin' Boston Celtics, mostly with Tatum on the floor. And now they have an opportunity to tie up the Eastern Conference Finals. So the conversations that were happening earlier in the playoffs about him are over. They evaporated.
You know why? Detroit played tackle basketball because they didn't have the better players.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's the way that it's always had to be for Tibbs. He's never really had the great, great team. I used to have great players. He had Derrick Rose, of course. He had Karl-Anthony Towns up in Minnesota. But now he has a collection of five or six, seven players, maybe nine players now. Who knows? But he has a collection of players that genuinely like playing for him. They seem to play defense when they need to play defense, which is something we've all been screaming about. And when we said that they had to defend a three-point shot a lot better, what did they do? They defended it a lot better. And why is that? Because the coach is telling him that.
Yeah.
Guy, we want to kill the coach when the team loses, and we want to fire the general manager, get rid of everybody. But now here we are, the team wins, and there is a small group of people that still don't believe in the coach. I don't get that.
Yeah, I just think that is... You know, every situation in New York sports is going to be a few people that just never are going to like the people in charge.
It does remind me a little bit of when Tortorella was coaching Rangers. Like, he took a good team, not a great team, but a good team, and he made them block shots, and he had a great goaltender, and they just couldn't get over the hump. And after a while, the message stops resonating with the team. You know, we're not even remotely close to that with the Knicks.
The Knicks are a 2-point underdog tonight.
Sounds right.
Yeah, it sounds about right. Let me just see in the series now. Let's see. They are. Yeah, see, I mean, it's right there. The Pacers obviously favored, but it's Knicks plus 184, Pacers minus 220. So it's not some sort of massive deal there. People still believing that the Knicks can come back and win this series, including us. But yeah, it's been interesting. I can't, I, you know, I'd like to. wager here and there on stuff, but I haven't touched any one of these games because I don't have a beat on it. Like I just don't. Like Jerry had a beat on game 6 with the Knicks and the Celtics. I don't. Like I loved them in game 2. Absolutely loved them. And I was like, I'm still not going to bet it because I've been wrong about a lot of these things. So I'm not touching that. I like them in every game at this point. There's not a single game that they're going to play the rest of the way where I'm going to think they're going to lose because I just can't. Can't think like that right now. I mean, this team has brought us all the way here. So every time they step out there, I'm thinking they're winning.
They've gotten progressively better over the last 3 years. They've gotten further over the last 3 years. And they're right now in the mix of possibly getting to the finals.
Yeah.
I mean, that says all I need to know about where the franchise is, how stable the franchise is. And I don't know, was it Brian Windhorst saying that, you know, they're ahead of schedule? I don't know what he meant by that because I'm sitting there going, wait a minute, we just gave all these assets away to get Mikal Bridges and Karl Anthony Towns here.
Mm-hmm.
So are there more assets that I'm missing somewhere that are tucked away that no, we can add?
This is on schedule.
I think that this team is the team that we're going to see for the next 3 to 4 years.
Yeah.
Unless they decide to trade somebody. That's a different story.
Yeah, which I don't think that they are at this point. They might have had to shake it up if things went awry earlier in the playoffs, but right now these guys are proving themselves.